BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia's private sector is celebrating the decision by Prime Minister John Compton not to implement the common external tariff on October 1st as promised. The decision to delay implementation was not completely unexpected. There had already been much vacillation over the tariff. In recent weeks, there's been a flood of calls from the private sector, and local farmers raised speculation that the government would bow to pressure as St. Lucia is poised for a general election before July next year. Pete Ninval has this report from Castries.
The CARICOM air agreement fiasco with Britain and St. Lucia's trading imbalance with some CARICOM countries had, as early as April this year, been cited by Prime Minister John Compton as reasons why this country would be reluctant to implement the CET. However, last weekend's announcement by Mr. Compton was a far cry from the impression given just recently by his deputy and trade minister, George Mallet.
In the circumstances, I don't see the need for a freeze. But if something unexpected comes up, which will require us to freeze it, then that's a course we'll take. But for the time being, I see nothing to have us not to continue to look to the 1st of October.
Prime Minister Compton may have perhaps hinted at another possible misgiving about implementing the CET at this time. Pointing to current economic troubles in Barbados, the Prime Minister felt that with such troubles evident elsewhere in the region, there were dark days ahead.